With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Rumor has it that President Donald Trump will visit Montana again next week. If true, it would be Trump's third rally in Big Sky Country this year. It would be his first appearance west of the divide. The Missoula County Sheriff's Department posted this on its webpage this morning. Quote, members of our office have been invited to a meeting by the U.S. Secret Service addressing security measures in the event of a potential presidential visit to Missoula, Montana. Close quote. News outlets are quoting unnamed Republican sources as saying the visit will be Thursday, October 18th.
We are hearing from a lot of sources that is expected. I can confirm that the law enforcement is involved, and so that's where that information is coming from.
That's Vondine Kopetsky, chairwoman of the Missoula County Republican Central Committee.
We've had people walking in one after the other and phone calls, the phone's ringing off the hook.
Kopetsky says Montana voters might just determine control of the U.S. Senate. Most polls show a tight Senate race between Democratic incumbent John Tester and his Republican challenger, Matt Rosendale. About 40 people opposed to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation protested at the Missoula Republican Central Committee last Friday. Tootie Welker was part of that protest and is no fan of Donald Trump.
Well, I think it's pretty interesting that he's willing to come to Missoula, but, you know, it's a part of democracy to speak and get your message out, and it's his right.
Welker, a member of the Western chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America, says if Trump visits Missoula, she'll exercise her right to speak out in opposition.
You know, we don't like to share our hands too much in advance, but I suspect that we will have something planned if he decides to show up in Missoula, Montana.
Welker says whatever gets planned would be peaceful and nonviolent. This Saturday, Tester will be making his second appearance at the picket line of locked-out union workers in Three Forks. They've been in an ongoing contract dispute since early August. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Tester, who is seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate, will rally at noon with the Boilermakers Union locked out of the Emerus Talc milling plant in Three Forks. Ferguson Gammon is one of those locked out workers. Like several of the union members I spoke to recently, he's grateful for Tester's support, but he's undecided on who he'll vote for in the midterms.
This is small town Montana, so what one person can do can go a long way. Feel like even both sides can help our situation so we can support our families. That's why I don't like to choose if I'm Democrat or Republican.
Tester's Republican challenger is Matt Rosendale, the current state auditor. Rosendale will also be in Three Forks Saturday, but not at the picket line. His campaign plans to have bumper stickers and yard signs available for pickup for its Get Out the Vote effort at the Iron Horse Cafe on Main Street. Tester and Rosendale will meet in Bozeman Saturday for their second and final debate, hosted by the Montana Television Network and Yellowstone Public Radio. Mail ballots go out to voters Friday.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. A Montana judge says the city of Missoula has the right to impose background checks on private gun sales within the city. District Judge Robert Deshaw's ruling today comes 2 years after the city council passed a first-in-the-state ordinance requiring background checks for gun purchases from private, unlicensed sellers. The ordinance was never enforced because Attorney General Tim Fox issued a legal opinion that state law denies local governments any power that affects the right to keep or bear arms. Deshaw wrote in his ruling that Fox is wrong in depriving the city of its authority. Deshaw says state law allows the city to provide any services or perform any functions not expressly prohibited by constitution, law, or charter. Fox spokesman John Barnes says the attorney general disagrees and will appeal the ruling. The body of a 29-year-old Montana man who crashed a vehicle in Yellowstone National Park over the weekend was found days later in the Gallatin River near the crash site. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says Yellowstone Rangers responded Saturday morning to a report of a vehicle abandoned off U.S. Highway 191. They searched but were unable to find the driver. Rangers asked the Sheriff's Office to check the driver's residence and place of work. When officers learned he had missed two shifts, additional searches were conducted with search dogs. Yesterday, the body of the Big Sky man was spotted using a drone. The Park Service will release the man's name once his family has been notified. Montana livestock officials have expanded the area of the state where cattle are required to be vaccinated against the disease brucellosis, which is carried by elk and bison. The Department of Livestock announced today that ranchers in six more counties have to vaccinate all sexually intact cows and domestic bison 12 months of age. Those counties are Bighorn, Broadwater, Carbon, Jefferson, Stillwater, and Sweetgrass. The vaccination program continues in Gallatin, Madison, Park, and Beaverhead counties. State brucellosis veterinarian Eric Liska says expanding the vaccination area provides protection against infected wildlife that might move into those areas. Brucellosis causes animals to abort their young. It's been eradicated nationwide except in and around Yellowstone National Park. In a smaller designated surveillance area near the park, cattle also must be tested for brucellosis before being sold or moved. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.